Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, award-winning author and beer writer Jeff Allworth has a new book, and I had a chance to talk to him about that. You'll recall Jeff was in Brookings last year for the South Dakota Festival of Books, and we'll check in with Wooden Legs in the Brookings Liquor Store with some fun events coming up. Jeff Allworth writes for All About Beer magazine, has written four books, including the Beer Bible. His latest is called Secrets of the Master Brewers.
The idea emerged out of the Beer Bible. When I was traveling around Europe, I was learning that European brewers really think about beer differently and brew beer differently than Americans do. And I would bring these little tidbits back as I came back from my European adventures. And in talking to homebrewers, I realized especially they were ignorant of that stuff, maybe a little bit more than commercial brewers. And so, I would just drop these little factoids on them, and they seemed to uniformly be really interested in that. And that gave me the idea of going back to these brewers that I had talked with and have them give me a recipe of 5 gallons of kind of a classic beer type, like an archetype, not necessarily every single beer style, but, classic. How to brew a Belgian ale, like a typical Belgian ale, or a typical Bavarian Helles beer. And then, not only give the recipe, but talk about the theory behind the beer and the way they think about beer and why they do the things they do, and just kind of unfold all of that so homebrewers would have a chance to see how all that stuff is made. And if they wanted to replicate these beers, they could.
So recipes and tips from some of the world's great brewers.
That was the other cool thing. Writing the Beer Bible put me in contact with some of the world's, rock star brewers. And having them talk about these beer styles is so much more interesting and, I think, credible than a writer. Having them actually describe their beers is really cool.
Even if you're not a brewer and just into beer, sounds like it would be a great read. But if you are a home brewer, now you can try some recipes from some of the world's great brewers.
And putting the book together, I actually started brewing them myself, too. I talked to the brewers when I was in Europe, but I hadn't done some of these techniques. And that was fun. It was also fun to try to adapt them to the homebrew scale. We all have different homebrew equipment and different approaches, and I think part of the fun of homebrewing is figuring out how to do stuff. So that was part of my fun in putting the book together, is figuring out how to, take decoction mashing or kettle souring or something like that. And how do I do this? I know how you guys do it, but that doesn't really work for me. So that was fun.
More with Jeff Allworth when Beer Untapped continues in a moment.
Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, Dieu qu'on est bien.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk to noted beer writer Jeff Allworth about his latest book, Secrets of the Master Brewers. As he was researching this book, who did Jeff find to be the most interesting of these great brewers?
There's brewers who I find personally fascinating, and then there's their processes. I would say the most interesting brewery that I encountered, was DuPont, which makes Saisons in Belgium. And touring that brewery and talking to Olivier Dedecker there was, one of the great moments of my travels. And seeing that beer being made was just really cool. It's very, very close to traditional farmhouse beers that would have been made 100 years or more ago.
And Saison DuPont, considered one of the world's great beers. As for the brewers themselves, Jeff says there are some very interesting characters out there.
There might even have been a few characters that I didn't include in the book who are just more entertaining than they were necessarily amazing master brewers. But DuPont was definitely very cool, though there were many examples. When you walk into a brewery, it's always a distinct little environment. It's always different. Every brewery is different. Even in America, a little craft brewery, from one to the next, you'll see that they do things differently. And they're sort of like chefs that way. There's always ways to tweak things the way you want to do it. So any brewery you go to is interesting and distinctive. And if they've been doing things for decades or hundreds of years, they've collected all these fascinating kind of relics of tradition and myth and legend and put it into their brewery.
One thing that's clear, there's a nearly never-ending variety of ways to brew beer.
I'm working on another book or a book proposal right now, and we're looking at the earliest period of time when humans were making beer, and it goes back even much longer than we thought. It goes back before we settled down, way before we settled down, there's an archaeological site that goes back 10,000 years that where they were making beer. So it's an ancient human endeavor. You can just imagine that in 10,000 years, we have figured out about every possible different permutation to make this very simple beer, but you know, it can be made with all different ingredients, and it's been made at every place where grain grows, any kind of grain grows on Earth. And all those brewers think about it slightly differently, and they approach it slightly differently, and they come from sometimes very different traditions. And so we have it's an incredibly varied and diverse beverage.
Secrets of the Master Brewers by Jeff Allworth. Now let's check in with Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings. Their fourth anniversary is rapidly approaching. Can you believe it? And they're working on the celebrations. It will include a very cool event on May 18th.
We always coincide our anniversary with American Craft Beer Week, which is right mid-May. It's usually right after graduation here in Brookings, too, so we got a little bit of space to do some events and have some fun. We've got a lot of things coming up, but the one that probably people will be really interested in is on Thursday night, we're pairing up with the Old Market, and we're doing a beer dinner. And it's actually cool because it's a progressive beer dinner. We have a couple sessions. You start at the pub here. We have a couple courses here. Everybody gets up, and we walk just a block away down to the Old Market, and we do some more beer there and have some more food there. So it's going to be kind of a fun little night out.
There'll be two sessions Thursday, May 18th, 6 and 7:45. For ticket information, contact Wooden Legs or check out their Facebook page. Finally, we head to Brookings Liquor Store, where Drew Eklund says they've got a special beer event in the works, a free beer tasting Friday, April 28th.
From 4 to 6, I have a list of some of the breweries that will be there giving out samples, maybe some swag as well, I don't know. So Bank, Fernson, Take 16, Mankato, New Belgium, and Tallgrass will all be there, along with some unconfirmed breweries that will possibly show up. Should be a good time. So come drink some beer, maybe win some prizes. Again, the beer tasting is on Friday, April 28th from 4 to 6.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.